I am Brad to the Bone. Brad to the Bone here on Brad's Vinyl. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. And who we got in the background there? We got Clyde. Yeah, the crowd goes wild. It's Clyde. Clyde Jackson Brown. Not many people know his full name as Clyde Jackson Brown. We had an earlier show on Brad's Vinyl of Jackson Brown, and today we've got a Jackson Brown fan in the studio. Val, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Brad. How are you?
Good, good. It's good to see you again, and you're a Jackson Brown fan, and this one is... Which LP is this? Running on Empty, actually. Well, you remember Running on Empty?
I do. They played that one all the time in the Dallas DFW area, and it just reminds me of my high school days and nice Sunday afternoons just driving my car with my friends and hanging out and chilling, driving around White Rock Lake and just taking in the sun.
Yeah, Running on Empty. It does kind of sound like a Sunday afternoon, so... Yeah, Running on Empty, it's the fifth album, actually, by Jackson Brown, out in 1977. And where were you in 1977? You were a little girl.
Oh, I was just in high school. I was a freshman in high school. So beginning freshman year, and just all of my friends loved just driving around the lake, at White Rock Lake. That was the best times of my life, being in high school, freshman, and driving with older boys.
The older boys. I was one of those older boys, but way across the country. Yep, 1,500 miles away on the West Coast. 77, Jackson Brown's album was released when I was... Actually, I graduated in 76, actually, and was a kind of a lost soul. I didn't get into the college I wanted to get into, wasn't sure what I wanted to do, and gosh, I think I was working in a hardware store. But... sooner or later, I got my shit together and listened to a little more Jackson Brown. I didn't want to be living under the freeway like one of his songs talks about.
Yeah, that's true.
And Jackson Brown, yeah. Got me through college years later. So, Brad's Vinyl, an eclectic collection of all of my old LPs, including classic rock, acoustic rock, new wave, new age, punk, rockabilly, and you name it. So, yeah, we've got Running on Empty, the fifth album by Jackson Brown, coming at you right now. Let's get into side A of Running on Empty by Jackson Brown. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Highways and dance hall, a good song takes a fall. You write about the moon and you dream about the stars. Blues and old motel rooms, girls and daddy's cars. You sing about the nights and you laugh about the scars. Coffee in the morning, cocaine afternoon. Talk about the weather and you grin about the room. Phone calls long distance to tell you how you've been. You forget about the losses, you exaggerate the wins. When you stop to let them know you got it down, it's just another town along the road. Ladies come to see you if your name still rings a bell. They give you damn near nothing and they'll say they knew you well. So you tell them you remember, but they know it's just a game. And along the way their faces all begin to look the same. When you stop to let them know you got it down. It's just another town along the road. Well, it isn't for the money, and it's only for a while. Talk about the rooms and you roll away the miles. Gamblers in the neon clinging to guitars. You write about the moon, but you're wrong about the stars. 'Cause when you stop to let them know you got it down, it's just another town along the road. Thank you. She was standing at the loading when the trucks rolled up. She was sniffing all around like a half-grown female pup. She wasn't hard to talk to, looked like she had nowhere to go. So I gave her a pass so she could get in and see the show. I thought of to say, but when they walked off stage, the drummer swept that girl away. But Rosie, you're alright. You wear my ring when you hold me tight. Rosie, that's my thing. When you turn out the light, I got to hand it to me. Looks like it's me and you again tonight, Rosie. Well, I guess I might have known from the start she'd come for a star. Could have told my imagination not to run too far. All the times that I've been burned, by now you'd think I'd learned that it's who you look like, not who you are.
You gotta keep that in mind.
Rosie, you're alright. You wear my ring when you hold me tight. Rosie, that's my thing. When you turn out the light, I got to hand it to me. Looks like it's me and you again tonight. Oh, looks like it's me and you again tonight. Looks like it's me and you again tonight, Rosie.
take Sally and I'll take Sue. There ain't no difference between the two. Cocaine burn all around my brain. Heading down Scott, turn up Main, looking for that girl who sells cocaine. Cocaine burn all around my brain. Mama, come here quick. That old cocaine about to make me sick. Cocaine burn all around my brain. Last night about 4:15, the Donnie come knocking down my hotel room door. Where's the cocaine? Said it's running all around my brain. Talking to my doctor at the hospital. He said, son, it says here you're 27, but that's impossible. Cocaine, you look like you could be 45. In touch with reality, and I'm almost out of blow. Such a fine line, I hate to see it go. Cocaine burn all around my brain. Take either more of it or less of it. I can't quite figure out which one.
Well, I tell you what it does take. It takes a clear mind. That's what it takes.
You mean it takes a clear mind to take it or clear mind not to take it?
It takes a clear mind to make it.
It takes a clear mind to make it. Who was that talking at the end there?
I don't know. I couldn't tell if that was Jackson Brown or that other little guy with the high-pitched voice. What's his name?
David Lindley.
Yeah, David. I think it was David Lindley saying that.
That's hilarious. Yeah, a little cocaine action there at the end of side A on Running on Empty right here on Brad's Vinyl. We started out with Running on Empty. the title song. Do you remember that on the air? It played a lot. Got a lot of airplay.
Oh, it did. It played here constantly. Yeah. Everybody loved it.
Yeah, I think it won a couple Grammys and or it peaked on the charts like at number 3. That's what it was. Or the whole LP, I think, got a Grammy or something like that.
But Cocaine was the one that everybody really loved and related to, especially in the 70s, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I love those lyrics. You take Sally, I'll take Sue. There ain't no difference between the two. Cocaine. Okay, so Running on Empty, then The Road. That's a nice acoustic piece there, very, very mellow. Then Rosie. I've got some theories about what Rosie's about.
I know, you do.
I think we figured it out. Rosie and her five ugly sisters. It's... what's the deal? He meets Rosie at the loadout on the stage, and she takes off with the drummer.
Yeah, she takes off with the more handsome guys, and he goes, wouldn't you know, they always go for the handsome ones or, you know, the better-looking ones or something.
Right. It's not who you are. It's who, what star you look like or something like that. So he talks to his other Rosie, his hand, and says, looks like it's me and you again tonight, Rosie. I don't know. We're just I'd live in here. That could be what it's about. Then You Love the Thunder, and then Cocaine. Cocaine, that's right, by the Reverend Gary Davis, with additional lyrics by Jackson Browne and Glenn Frey, of course. So that was and the neat thing about this LP is it's mostly live. I think it's all live or recorded in hotel rooms or on the tour bus, hence the name Running on Empty, because these guys are beat from touring.
And it's really cool because you can hear them talking in the background, just like we had that discussion on that Cocaine. And you can tell and you get the feel and the vibe that they really are traveling with one another. It becomes a family. And they're always like either on the road, in the bus, in a hotel room, or on stage. And so I think that's true about them seeing Running on Empty.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You can hear the audience. The unusual thing is that most live LPs were actually recorded and released after the studio versions. This was the opposite. This was actually recorded and released as is. So none of these tracks or these songs ever came out as a studio piece first. They came out on the live album Running on Empty. How about that?
Yeah, it has that feel to it too. You can feel that it wasn't really a studio. That's the way I envision it. And that's why it's like a great Sunday music. It's so laid back, it kind of fits your mood on a Sunday when you're wanting to take everything easy.
Yeah, that's right. So hope you're enjoying your Monday. You can pretend it's Sunday out there in cyber world if you're listening online on Brad's Vinyl. So Brad's Vinyl continues. I am Brad to the Bone with Val in the studio. And we're going to get into side two now of Jackson Browne's Running on Empty.
Must have played in a thousand bands, but I'm just here tonight. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Seen folks show their blacker sides, seen them die just drivers always ask to hear that same old song. That's a big 10-4. Put that hammer down. This like those drivers, this old road is all I call my own. That's a big 10-4 from your back door. Just put that hammer down. This young man feels those 18 wheels that keep turning around to take me down to Shady Town. All the way down to Shady.
Rolling down 295, Silver Eagle and that blue jersey line. Well, it's a rock and roll band or a movie, you can take your pick. It ain't bad work if you can get it, but you gotta make it stick. We're getting any kind of sleep on this rolling hotel, that's the trick. I got a bottle of wine,
pass it on.
Got a book of white line,
I'm still so
there alive. Ain't nothing but time between this silver.
I'd like to do a song I never played in public before. It's a brand new song. It's sort of a tribute to the friends of mine that come out here on the road and to you too.
Still wanna play, so just make
make sure you got it all set to go before you come from my piano.
Love it. All live. Stay just a little longer. David Lindley, Rosemary Butler, and backup vocals to David Lindley, that high voice characteristic. Yeah, how about that?
I loved it. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. The Loadout, that's a fun song. Talks about them loading out the guys who did the minimum wage.
The roadies.
Right, the roadies, picking up all the equipment, packing it up for the next show. And kind of sad. It kind of
makes me sad.
Yeah.
Thinking about the roadies are the last ones to leave, the first ones to arrive, and they don't get any of the glory, and they get minimum wage. And it does. It makes you sad and blue thinking about their work.
Mm-hmm. That the hard workers. And the other fact that it signifies the end of the show, too.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah, yeah. So that was side B here of Jackson Browne's Running on Empty, starting out with Shaky Town, followed by Love Needs a Heart, Nothing But Time, and The Loadout, which melded into Stay, a Maurice Williams piece featuring the rare vocal appearance by David Lindley of the Zodiacs, mm-hmm. and another band as well. I forgot what band he was with.
wasn't it Kaleidoscope?
Yes, that's right. Kaleidoscope. Kaleidoscope was the band. In 1967, he formed that band.
I was a little girl, and my older siblings were into the Love, Peace, Flower Power, and all of that, and they would be in the front yard sitting on the porch ripping their jeans where Nerbo would fray their ends of their blue jean shorts.
The cutoffs, yeah, yeah, the cutoff
yeah.
jeans. Yeah.
Yeah, the real short shorts. Like now they were called Daisy Dukes, like in the, 80s? But back then, the 60s Flower Power people started that movement.
Right, the Daisy Dukes came out of the, what was that Southern show with Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard, that's what it was, yeah. David Lindley, yeah, born 1944, San Marino, California. How about that? And forming the Psychedelics.
And he even played with Dolly Parton, which is really unusual. So kind of like
Warren Zevon.
In that one song that he was talking about, we've got the country and western, we've got the music, we've got the rock.
Disco.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then they even had Richard Pryor on the DVD.
On the video.
Yeah.
Pryor on the video. Yeah. David Lindley. And Curtis Mayfield he played with as well, so David Lindley, and he was won the Topanga Banjo Fiddle Contest also. That's up in Topanga Canyon, California. How about that? In 1966 through 1970, 5 times in a row he won that banjo contest. So, but yeah, enough about David Lindley. This was Jackson Browne, also known as Clyde Jackson Browne, the American folk singer. So love the show. So thanks for coming in, Val.
You're welcome.
And I'm Brad to the Bone. We'll be back with another show on Brad's Vinyl. Thanks for listening.